FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Yeah, it's that part of the radio time that you don't want your mum listening to, no matter who you are. And speaking of mums...
Unless your mum is very sexy.
Well, speaking of that, we do have Taylor one last call for who has a hot mum. Hey, Taylor.
Mate, my mate has dead set the best mum going around.
Okay.
He's got the double combo. He's got the sister too.
Oh. The double what?
He's got the double combo, mum and sister.
Yeah.
A bit like Bainbridge.
Okay.
Mate, I'm talking. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Get around it.
Get around.
Can you just give us some kind of like
Chris Gibbs?
No. Oh, damn it! I have to dump.
Why? What did he
say? Boom.
What did he say?
He said a name. You can't say names.
All right.
It's defamation.
But your mum, Jane, I've said her name.
Yeah, but I've given you permission. It's fine.
Okay.
It's completely different. Hey, we're going to get to this tradie story, right, Ollie?
Got a real sexy trade story. True crime. Mm. But not crime. A true sex story from a tradesman on the job.
Ooh.
Somehow turning what should have been just a client job into a real sexy scenario. Mm-hmm. So naughty tradies up in about 20 minutes' time. Sexy tradies.
Brilliant.
But first... A hypothetical? Would you call it that?
Yeah, sure.
It's an open-ended question. Give us a sentence that you can say during family dinner and in the bedroom.
Like, that's yummy.
Exactly right.
Oh, spell. Producer Bell nearly spat her water out, so that's a good one.
Wow, that's a big sausage.
133353. Wow, Bell's losing her shit. A sentence you can say during sex and at family dinner. Let's have some fun. And I'm sorry, you're going to hear the Dr. Dan theme one more time in about the last 15 minutes. Well done. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Oh, I remember you. Skid Row, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. After 9 o'clock, things get a little bit...
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Dirty.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after 9.
Dirty, naughty.
Dirty stuff here. It's a question that you can answer with whatever creative answer you can think of.
Yeah, this is fun.
A sentence really that can be said both during sex and at a family dinner.
Oh, brilliant. I thought we could have this as the backing track.
This is online, and a lot of answers are very funny, so I'm going to read you my highlights. Kerr said, "Can you pass me something to wipe up this mess?" Which is real. Now, I'm going to escalate from there. Joel says, easy one here, this tastes weird.
Ah, yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. Vic said, even if you don't like the taste, be polite and just swallow it.
I'm going to get rid of the ding because some of these are going to start getting inappropriate.
Yeah. Nathan said, here, let me push your stool in. I don't get that one.
What's that one? I don't get that at all. Can you stop doing that and let's go to the phones?
Paul said, okay.
133353.
I'll save Paul's for the end of this break.
A sentence you can say during sex and at family dinners.
Hot stuff, baby, tonight.
You could say that. I need some hot stuff, baby, tonight. Some hot stuff.
Can I try one?
You've had lots.
That's too much.
Okay. Hey, Joey.
Hey, g'day, gentlemen. Excellent topic. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
What can you say both during sex and dinner with the family?
It wasn't much to look at, but it certainly was delicious.
Yeah. The good thing about this is we can whip through a lot. However, not many people are getting on the phone. So get involved, have some fun. Something you can say during sex and at family dinners. Go for it, Ol. You've got one.
Jane, come over here.
No.
I've got one on Facebook. Paul says, it's edgy. He says, he says, Grandma, you can put your teeth back in.
No more like that, please.
Sarah said, all that prep and it's over so fast.
Oh, good. I like that. Sure. Hey, Dave.
Hey, mate.
Jump into it.
God damn, that's moist.
Hey, Jaden.
That'd be like a
Tom, I love your show, man.
Thanks, Jaden. Love you.
Thanks, bro.
Don't play with your food.
Don't play with your food.
Oh, okay, so, yeah.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Mama, can you please stop interrupting me?
Yeah. All right, this is fun. You've got it now. We're on a roll. All right, 133353. What's something you can say during sex and at family dinners? Give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie. It's after 9 o'clock. It's naughty after nine.
That was awesome, Mum. Oh, sorry.
You're on Triple M. Santa Monica, Everclear, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. A sentence you can say during sex and at family dinner. That's what's happening right now on 133353.
Yeah. On Facebook, Emma said, I can't believe how much I squeezed in there.
Must have been a tight dinner table.
Yeah. And another one here just says, I wish this would end. That was mine. Six likes. So getting some traction. My personal comment on a meme.
Why didn't we put this on our personal page?
We so should have. What a good idea. Too late.
Nah, just do it now.
Yeah, okay.
Get some traction.
All right.
We'll put it up on Facebook.
Give me 2 minutes then.
Okay, cool. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you going?
Oh, mate. Great. Give it to us. What's something that you can say during sex and at family dinner?
Oh, that was really hot. It almost blew me head off.
Hang on, I just remembered I needed to do this.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
All right, Craig, go into it.
Hey, how are you, boys? Love your show.
Thanks, Craig. What do you reckon? You got one?
All right. Please don't talk when you got a mouthful.
Okay.
That's for you, Tom. That one.
Yes. Just commenting on the types of sex that I have. Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, you know, you like to.
Yeah.
Gemma, I'm on 3353. A sentence you can say during sex and family dinner.
That was great. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, good.
You would never say that at a family dinner. I would. But the sex, for sure.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, how you going, boys?
Good, yeah.
What do you got?
I got... wrong hole.
Buddy,
yeah,
because he's choking, you know.
On Facebook, the Fogs said, "Please, sir, can I have some more?"
I've said that one before at dinner.
You said that,
yeah,
yeah.
That dinner. Was a sex slave at dinner. Tracy,
gee, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, two mouthful ones. So. It's just
how
fun,
about,
isn't it?
That was saltier than I thought it would be.
Oh.
I've just got one on Facebook here.
Yep.
This is from Craig. He said, it's time for you to leave, Tom.
Good stuff,
The bedroom and yeah, also the family dinner.
Yeah, I got it.
Sorry, or actually, another one from Anton. Who invited Tom?
A sentence you could say both during sex and at family dinner. 133353 is our phone number.
Oh, why is Tom still... Same
yeah,
gag.
Yeah, same gag, just different. Yeah. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Another one bites the dust.
Oh, come on, Tom.
Come on, Ollie.
Switch on, mate.
You switch on, mate.
I'm ready to go here. I've got 1,000 Facebook comments to read out with this naughty after nine topic, play that sound.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
I was just thinking about how ridiculous this Facebook thing was, which is just on my feed, top 20 men who love to cross-dress.
Cross-dress?
Yeah.
Whose names are on there?
David, Andrew, Daniel, Paul, John, William, Simon, James, Chris, Stephen, Adam, Carl, Robert, Dean, Kevin, Paul, Jason, Craig, Joshua, Justin.
No, Oliver? Come on. Love to get a dress on.
I know.
Here we go. A sentence you can say during family dinner and also sex. Reese has said, geez, that left a salty aftertaste.
We've had.
Yeah, I'm just starting soft. Shane said, "Smells like fish, tastes like chicken." Okay, there's better ones.
Can you stop doing like bad ones? From
okay, okay. Mark said, "Can you pass the cucumber?"
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's good.
Clean up after yourself.
Angus said, "Thank you all for coming." And the last one, okay, we don't... Claire on Facebook, her, this is a real one, she said. Her mum said this at dinner.
Oh.
I can't wait to try some of your dad's sausage.
Yeah.
Her mum actually said that. In the bedroom.
Hey, Chris.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Yeah, saucy minx. You got a dirty mind. What is a sentence you could say during sex and at family dinner?
Oh, I love a good spit roast.
Oh, who doesn't? Well, not everyone gets it.
Hey, Mandy.
Who doesn't? Seriously.
Hi.
Hi. What's your one?
Well, I would sort of say I'm so glad I came.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. And polite.
And Ollie ruined it by doing it from Facebook.
Oh, mate, Facebook is as important as life.
Nah. Hey, Lachlan.
Hey.
Hey.
So when we say your name, just get straight into it, I reckon.
Make sure you finish.
Yeah,
make sure you finish. Yeah, good.
Michael.
What's going on, lads?
Oh, what's going on indeed, mate? Tell us your sexy line.
Ooh, get in me.
I would say that at dinner.
Yeah. You'd say, get in my belly.
Again, as a sex slave.
Tom, get down from there.
Huh?
Doesn't matter.
Tom, get out from under the table.
I meant get down from there because you're up on the table being silly. And also up on the bed. Yeah, on the...
Hey, Mark.
How you going?
Good, mate. When we say your name, just get right into it.
Yeah. You've got something on your chin. You need to wipe it off.
Yeah, good. On Facebook, Matt said, "Oh, cream pie for dessert."
No, stop doing ones from Facebook.
Why? Mate. Why are you anti-Facebook ones?
Well, because you haven't vetoed them enough.
What do you mean?
Hey, there's Michael.
None of these are not sayable.
Yeah, true. Hey, Michael.
How you going? I would say that was finger licking good.
Oh. See, Tom's now just poo-pooing them off. So I think your standards have got too high now.
I think we're done. I think we're done. You know, they're all pretty much the same gag now.
Yeah. No, I reckon there's more in there. Tom, stop doing that.
Brilliant. Hey, tradies, have we got a question for you right after this? We're going to do a double play. This is the man, the killers. You're on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine. Read about it, Midnight Oil. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine, of course. I'll play this, then Ollie, and then you can get into your story.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Tom, this story comes hot from a friend of my girlfriend.
Okay.
Sarah. Now, this friend is a single lady, right? And she is... let's just say she's been single for a while and was pretty keen.
That's what she wants.
She wants that, but it wasn't happening. She'd been very low on action and found herself very, very frisky.
Is that inappropriate?
You're just going to play songs throughout the whole...
It was just a little bit at the start.
So
just getting vibe.
She wanted some action, and anyway, it turns out that her shower got... plugged. What?
I'm making a masty gag about her and her shower.
Okay, well, that wasn't happening. The shower was plugged and blocked up. So she called a plumber, right?
Yeah.
And I stress, hadn't been out of action for a while.
Mm.
She had been. And so this guy comes around, and guess what? He's really goddamn hot.
Ugh.
He's like super attractive. He's
so
like,
annoying.
He's tanned. He's fit.
Yeah.
He's got muscles galore.
Probably wearing high-vis. He's a tradie.
I think he was wearing, he's a plumber. So he had a bit of a tool belt, you know, hanging around the waist like you do at festivals, but actually for real with actual tools in it.
Mate, it's a great way to carry beers.
And anyway, he gets in the shower. She's going, oh my God.
He gets in the shower?
Yeah, because he's trying to unplug it, right?
Oh, right, to get in the air. Right.
And she's going, oh my God, this guy's so hot. Like, what do I do? Now, she's a good-looking girl, but she's just been out of the game for a while. And so she's stressing. She's popping back into the shower going, hey, mate, anything I can get for you? Do you need me at all?
Shower turns on. He's dripping wet.
He's doing his business. He's just getting the job done. But there's a bit
doing his business? Whoa!
It's a very small bathroom. And so she's in there with him, conveniently, and she's having to get quite close. Oh. And, you know, he's smelling good, and it's ticking all the boxes, right? Anyway, comes the time where he's got to leave. He goes, look, I've fixed it, so it's all good. Bit of smiles, bit of, oh, thank you so much. He goes, just fill out this little thingy here and you sign your thing away and we're done. She signs her name. There's no spot for her phone number, she puts her phone number on anyway.
Yeah, brilliant.
Makes up her own field.
Good work.
And she's going, you know, in her head, how do I steal this deal? It's just too weird, too awkward to just say it out loud.
No.
He ends up leaving, right? He's got, look, thanks for that. Got your details. Awesome. All right. Give me a buzz if anything goes wrong. He leaves the building. She gets a text.
Yeah.
4 minutes. Not even 4 minutes later.
Yeah.
I've got the exchange here.
Do you?
The plumber.
Oh,
right?
My God. Hang, can we play both parts?
Play both parts?
Can I play a part? Get Belle to come in here. Producer Belle, come in here. You're going to play the role of the girl.
Jesus.
Yeah, this is great. This is really fun.
All right, so the plumber says, out of nowhere, he texts saying, let's just jump into bed.
Oh, what? What?
That's what he said. He's just thrown it out there going, let's jump into bed.
What does the girl say, Producer Belle?
Sounds like a pretty good idea to me.
Oh, brilliant.
Well.
He gets back?
He goes, now, yeah? Question mark.
Oh, this is like Grindr.
Yes.
Not a very sexy answer.
Sorry.
No, Bill, you didn't even read the whole message. She says, yes.
Whoops. Yes. You still here?
Then he says,
yeah. Shall I come back now? Then she says,
yes.
Yes. Anyway, he comes back.
God.
He comes back. They have the most raucous SEX in everybody room. Oh. He's got the rig of a goddess. Sorry, God. She's got the rig of a goddess. Raunchy stuff happens a couple of times.
No way.
Do you want to hear the kicker?
Yes.
Kicker is she thinks he's hot as, so she stalks him a lot.
Yeah.
Finds out he had said, oh, let's catch up. Oh, I can't this weekend. I've got to go cage fighting. She's like, that's weird. She stalks him. He wasn't going cage fighting. Weird lie. He was just going on his honeymoon.
No.
He was going on his honeymoon. He was a married man.
What a dickhead.
He was a married, sexy plumber pig cheating on his newly wedded wife.
All the hot ones are, Ollie. All the hot ones are.
All the hot ones are pigs. But tradies, have you done this?
Yeah,
have you,
great.
Have you hooked up at work?
Have you done the job on the job? Good stuff, Producer Belle. Nice little question there. 133353. Give us a call if you're a tradie and you've done the job on the job.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Talking naughty tradies, and the question is, tradies, have you done the job on the job? Mm. And of course, the job means sex or something of the like.
Mm.
Have you gotten a bit risque whilst you're meant to be working?
I have, definitely.
What, doing radio? Or doing voiceovers in your own bedroom? Because you're a voiceover artist?
Yeah.
God, you work hard.
Don't I?
Ugh.
It's hard,
if you're not here working on the mics, you're at home.
Working on the mics.
In a cupboard. Speaking 5 lines
with a doona over my
into
head.
A microphone and getting paid stupid amounts of money.
Hey, John.
G'day. How are you guys?
Good, mate. Have you done the job on the job?
Yes, I have.
I had asked for tradies, John, but you're not a tradie, are you?
I am. I'm a chef, so I hold a trade.
Sure. Okay. We'll go with it. All right. What do you got? How sexy was it?
Pulled into the human resources office for some positive reinforcements and. Sitting behind the HR manager's desk, it was a prominent, very prominent Sydney 5-star hotel, to which turned into her on her knees in her office whilst in my chef's whites.
Oh,
and that's what the positive reinforcement was.
There is a lot that is shocking in that story. Number one, no one looks sexy in their chef's whites. Like, don't you reckon? It's not flattering. Or the baggy checkered pants.
They're always sweaty and smelly.
Covered
and,
in sauces and stains.
Oh, there were a few stains, quite possibly.
All right.
But hang on. But John, she was working in HR, John. So surely that's her main job is to avoid that kind of thing.
Well, you know, we've been working together for about 18 months and she was just in the process of going through a separation. I was single, so there was nothing. There was no... major issue besides the fact it was in the HR office. I suppose it's not that good, really.
Yeah, yeah, and not good for the carpet to get the mess on it.
Oh, God. Okay. 133353.
From his clothing, because he had chef's clothing.
That's
on.
Right. He had food all over his clothes. 133353. Have you done the job on the job? We'd like some tradies, but let's open up to anyone. 133353, Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Naughty After Nine. Lade, James, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hope you're having a stellar Tuesday night. And of course, if you missed our chat with Ross Noble, you need to catch up via the Triple M app. He's an absolute bloody legend.
Very funny,
so
man.
So much fun. Just so great.
So many comedians on this show.
Yeah.
If you missed that whole boat, we've got them coming at our ears tomorrow. Auntie Donna boys, I think, are coming in.
Oh, isn't that going to be fun?
Straight up the top at 7 o'clock. So.
It's going to be very wild. It's going to be fun.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Naughty tradies, have you done the deed on the job? Have you managed to get one away whilst you're working? I told a story of a friend of a friend who, she was with the plumber and it was just real saucy stuff. I won't go into the whole details, but...
There was a shower involved? There was a bed involved?
There was a leaving of the premises and tension being unfulfilled and then a message being sent going, hey, you know what? Stuff it. How about it?
I'm Josh on 133353. Are you a tradie first up?
No, I'm not a tradie.
All right.
Maybe tradies just aren't as sexy as we hope.
Yeah. Well, what are you, Josh?
It was back in the days when I was a ski instructor.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Surely this had happened all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
In the snow, though? Were you actually in the snow?
We're on the gondola on the way back to the village.
No way!
Is that like like a chairlift?
It's like a chairlift, yes, but it's enclosed.
Oh, just the two of you?
It was, actually. It was at the end of it was a private lesson. It was at the end of the lesson. We're about to start skiing back. She said, Lee, I would like to go down in the gondola.
Oh.
And I said, no, it's all right. We can take a turn here and we can ski all the way back to the village.
Yeah.
She goes, no, Lee, I think I would like to go down in the gondola.
Is your name Lee? God.
It is Lee, yes.
Okay, because you got Josh here.
Oh, they wrote Josh down.
Anyway, so Lee,
nice,
where was she from?
She was from Switzerland.
Wow. And so you
those Swiss Alps indeed.
Yeah, a couple of mountains.
She had good mountains, actually.
No, that's not
nice,
what I was...
Tom.
God.
Good stuff. Jesus. Wow. Jim. So was it a bit of a rush to get the deed done before the gondola arrived?
No, not really, because it was a good 20-minute gondola trip.
God. And how long did it take once the gondola had taken off for you to just go, right, we're doing this, yeah?
Pretty much once we were clear heading down that we're out of view, it was she didn't waste time.
And so she made it clear that she was just bang up for it.
She made it very clear, in which case I used my privileges to not only get through the line quickly, but also to get a private gondola on the way back down.
It's just insane.
Did any of your colleagues maybe who were working the lifts or the gondolas know what was going on?
They knew.
The view that you must have had, that must have been the most epic fellatio session in the world.
It wasn't bad, actually. It was very good. There's nothing better than looking out over the mountains and
I know what you mean.
A room with a view.
What on Lee or Josh?
Absolutely amazing stuff. Let's get into James. Hey, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Now, you're a tradie, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a Sparky.
All right, a Sparky.
Here we go.
You done the job on the job.
Yeah, mate. It actually didn't pan out too well for me.
Oh.
I had to pop around to a house and change a couple of light switches, and it was a new house. And when I turned up, there was a barina out the front with P-plates. And, you know, that's a bit of a clincher straight away. You know something's going to be good. And
really?
Yeah.
A barina with P-plates? I'm not going, oh, wow, I've got the catch here.
If Tom's got a gets, then he's probably had P-plates at some point. No one's getting excited about that.
Anyway, popped inside and I was, you know, doing the PowerPoints and the switches.
So, James, how old are you?
I am 32.
All right. Alrighty. Okay, sure. At the time, you were 32?
This was not long ago, actually.
Yeah.
I'll get beat into that a bit later on. But, things were going pretty well. And I was like, a few moves. I was pretty impressed. And next thing you know, she told me that there was another light switch upstairs. That
should be done.
Was it like her parents' home and they weren't home?
No, it was. I'm pretty. You know, at the time, I thought it was her house.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I said, "Oh, yep, no worries. I'll go and get some more gear out of the truck." And then, I popped up on stairs and there she was. She had her top off, and next thing you know, we were getting right into it. And then about 3 minutes later, I looked up and I was snotted fair square in the nose. Oh. Her father had actually just come home.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
He broke my nose, splattered everywhere while I was trying to get my undies on and ran out of the house. And I actually just had surgery last week to correct my nose.
God.
What a story, though. When people say, what happened to your nose? Do you tell them the real story?
Yeah. And actually, when I got back and told my boss about it, he didn't believe it. And it wasn't until they started ringing up and complaining. And, you know, the old man was pretty upset about it. So, yeah, it was pretty funny.
And then, of course, you did the exorbitant charging that tradies do at the end of it, didn't you?
I'm pretty sure it's still being, invoiced.
So. Just for labour, time and
still,
parts.
No, don't tell me he's still being invoiced.
I guess
no!
Work has to be done.
Oh, yeah, so. There's still the job's been done.
No, well, the job's been done, but the job's also been done.
Was the work finished?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh my God!
No, finished. No, job.
I
finished.
Think that's a freebie after that one. I reckon that'd have to be.
Oh, it's sexy though, isn't it? Well done, James.
Because James is an electrician. I know.
Oh, yeah. And the brainer.
Tradies, have you done the job on the job? 133353, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's In Excess. It's called Kiss the Dirt, Falling Down the Mountain. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Woof, we have to chuff off.
Yeah.
Oh, why don't you say a little sentence there, Ollie?
Man, I'm ready to go, bro. What?
You have a big mouth full
no, I don't.
Of chocolate hot cross bun, you little
mate,
hungry piggy.
We're talking about tradies on the job and sexy tradies.
Mate, I'm all about teamwork. Let me save you.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Good. Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
3 for me, 1 for Belle.
That's the way that the hot cross buns work, isn't it?
Yeah.
133353, we're doing tradies. Have you done the job on the job? No, don't call.
So you can't have any hot cross buns because you're on a diet of lemon tea.
No,
and honey? And honey?
No, that's just what I had for tea tonight. I'm going to go home and have some carrot cake that my housemate Sarah made for me. So if you really wanted to know.
Okay. How exciting. Jacko, what was your sexy tradie story?
I'm not actually a tradie, but I used to be a tow truck driver.
Okay.
And one of the roles of my job was I used to do a lot of repossessions.
Yeah, of cars.
Of cars. Got this repossession order to go repossess a lady's Land Cruiser that she hadn't been making payments on.
Oh, okay.
So I've turned up to the house, car's sitting out the front, so I've parked my truck in front of it, gone to knock on the door, told her what was going on, and she offered a service if I'd leave the car. So took the offer and left the car there. So I said I'll give her 24 hours to pay the bill. Otherwise, I'll be back. And 3 days later, I went back, ended up taking the car while the husband was home.
Oh, wow. It's okay. So just a transaction occurred and even then the car got taken.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Oh, great stuff. I'd be downloading the Triple M app and catching up on our chat with Ross Noble earlier on in the show, I reckon. Don't worry about this last bit.
Don't mind a few sexy stories, do we, Tom?
Oh, as long as they're sexy. We'll see you tomorrow night. Bye, guys.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tom and Ollie.